Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. In this episode, I'm live on a pre-recorded line with a client talking about some specific tips for planning for the holiday season. We all know how quick this time of year goes and how much we have to do between October 31st and January 1st, essentially. Tips, strategies, and specifics can help us make and design plans for the holiday season in order to get through it and still reserve those moments and energy for ourselves. Thanks for listening.
Questions, comments, thoughts?
Hi, Wendy, this is...
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can.
So, I was taking notes. And wow, what a busy season I have coming up and lots of get-togethers. And I just started the program on the 19th. So far I've succeeded and felt very empowered by the program with group activities and got through a potluck successfully. And Halloween was last night, did great.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to be out of town and I've got a conference coming up and there's expectations that everybody in the conference is going to eat together. It's a business conference. And, there's three holiday festivals I'm going to, shopping with the girls, and lunch is intended for all of that. And I feel like I'm putting together a plan and I feel like I have a grip, but if there's any added advice that you have for that, that maybe is low hanging fruit that I should be thinking of that I'm not. I'm ready to hear.
Okay. Got it. All right, so it sounds like you've been really successful thus far, which is fantastic.
Yes.
How do your stress levels feel?
Really good.
Good. Okay, perfect. So have you put in place some stress management opportunities for yourself for the next 2 months?
Not yet. Now that we've had this call, I will. I've got some ideas on how to do that. And I'm in a good spot. I work from home, so I can manage my stress pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to compartmentalize the time to do the self-care part. And that's been my downfall over the last couple of years, which is why I'm here. So,
got it.
I'll be working on some strategies for self-care there for sure. I took down all the notes that you just said.
Good. Yeah. And I'd encourage you then, later on tonight, I always tell people, if you hear something and you know you want to take action on it, do it in 24 hours. Because after that, what starts to happen is our emotion gets swept up into something else. And we don't make the movement on what we wanted to. And then weeks go by and we go, oh, yeah, I said I was going to make that plan and I didn't. Because such and such happened. Right? Because that's how life is. Life just goes by us. So, tonight, make the plan for those stress busters for yourself in whatever way it's going to look. And if self-care is a challenge for you, which it is for many, many people, and even more so this time of year, see if you can't couple it with something else.
Okay.
Whether that's coming in, like I said, on your drive time or your shower time. Or if you normally watch TV before bed, turn off the TV. Do a meditation.
Okay.
Turn off the TV. Do an imagery. So those times where you normally have something else, but you could spare it, right? Like you could spare the 30 minutes of show that you might normally watch. Maybe you cut it down to 20 minutes and you take 10 minutes and you do an imagery. So thinking about coupling. Yeah, think about coupling that self-care with something else. And that includes the food part. So I'll do a number of calls over the next 8 weeks, and some will focus a little bit more on food for the holiday seasons, but always making sure that you're prepped for yourself before you go to a holiday party with food. Whether that's you eat at home and you go with a snack that you know is helpful for you that you could share with everybody, or you share a dinner type option or a meal type option that you can eat as well for everybody to choose from, but that you know will work for you.
Okay. And then when everybody's going to a restaurant and you're with the crowd, I mean, so far I've just like, well, I'm just not going to eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't skip the meal necessarily. I mean, I had that one staged where I had already taken care of my meal. I had already taken in my intake for the day, you know, but that's not going to be easy to do across the board.
You won't maintain that. And then what happens to people is they just get too hungry and we kind of fall apart in the moment. So you can do one or the other strategies, so to speak, when it comes to those parties. You can either eat before you go. Now, obviously, right, during the holiday time period, if you're going straight from work, it doesn't work out. On the weekend, sometimes things like that can happen, but I don't tell people to rely on that because you wind up having problems. If you are running late, you can't get home to get your meal, whatever that is. So if you're going to a restaurant, you know, don't walk in starving. That's one thing. And you can always have an apple with you or some almonds or both. So like having a snack on the way, people don't tend to do that because they're like, oh, I'm going out to eat. I'm not going to eat. I'm like, well, you're still going to eat a meal. Just, you know, have a snack before so you don't walk in ravenous. Because that's between the smells in the restaurant are there to elicit your palate. I mean, that's what they're going to do, right? And if you walk in starving, they're really going to work on your palate and want you that craving and that reward center. So it could be that you make sure that you have some snacks kind of bagged and ready to pull off your shelf to put in your purse. So if you have a party, you know, holiday gathering or something where there's food, that you actually have a snack before you go. And then choose something off the menu that's plan appropriate. I always tell people to start with the gluten-free menu because they're everywhere now.
Okay.
Everybody's got a gluten. So that's going to be the closest to plan that you can get. And then sometimes you can play with that and just say, oh, you know, take off the sweet potato or, you know, because they change the content of the meal. And usually then you can just switch up the side option if it's not on the plan. So you could start with that and then move backwards. But it's a lot closer to plan than trying to work with lasagna.
Great. I wrote it all down. I think I can already see it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Excellent.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.